Hi, I'm Lisa Morton and welcome to We Built This City. The 1st of April this year marked 50 years since Greater Manchester was formed. So in this episode, I'll be reflecting on some of the values that Roland Ransfield believes maketh the Manc. Values that have made Greater Manchester the place it is today. I wanted to share insights from some of my previous guests who are a great example of these values in action. And I hope you'll have some great takeaways that will serve you well when creating relationships in this city region. On a recent podcast, I was chatting to Sam Piccioni, who's the President International of Oakview Group, who are about to launch Co-op Live. When he landed in Manchester and he wanted me to help him make some introductions and get to know the community, I said, it's not about who you know in Manchester, but it's about who knows you. And people here remember the connections you make and the things that you do for people. And there's an expression, the emotional bank account, and I think that works perfectly in the city region. And that's about, you always need to be in credit with people. Put more in than you take out, then you can always ask for help. But if you've not actually credited and you're in deficit in your bank account, you can't really ask for people to help. So I do think over my career, that's the principle that most Greater Mancunians stand by. People do remember what you've done for them largely. It's fantastic when something that you've done, you've not even understood the impact that it's had. And that happened to me recently when somebody told me that an introduction I'd made to them, to the Prince's Trust about 20 years ago, had massive impact, both benefit for the Prince's Trust and then benefit for them and their business commercially. So stuff like that definitely puts a smile on your face. Photographer Sharon Latham told me a brilliant story about the connection she made with Noel Gallagher after her time working as the club photographer at Manchester City.
I just ended up stumbling across him more, and he was involved in the club quite a lot, doing videos as well. So yeah, there was a friendship there, and I remember when we won the Premier League in 2012, I got a photograph of him on the pitch, and he was hugging Sergio. I sent him an email and said, look, I've got this amazing picture of you on the pitch. Do you want it? And he said, yeah, I'll pay you to just blow it up and get it as big as you can. So he did. And he's got it in his house now. But yeah, we were sort of like interwoven through the club. And then slowly but surely, we became closer friends. And I got his mobile number and we were texting. And it's like, I'm texting Noel Gallagher. But then it's the case of, as you know, you don't see them as that person, as that celebrity anymore. They're just, it's just Noel. Mm-hmm. And he's in my phone as Noel. And it's like, I don't get that whole, it's Noel. No, mm-hmm. It's just Noel. And he's such a top bloke. He's incredibly funny. He's incredibly warm. But when I was leaving City and he came to do a video shoot, he was the first person, if you remember, to interview Pep.
Yeah.
So that was my last informal photo shoot at the club, and it was Pep and Noel. And I did all the behind-the-scenes shots and what have you, and Vinny came in on that as well. So that was the last thing I did. And he came over to me and said, what are you going to do? You can't leave. And I went, I am. I've got to, you know, I'm going. And he's like, but what are you going to do? I said, well, I've got all sorts of stuff. I don't have to take pictures of footballers, you know. I'm a photographer. That's what I do. And he said, well, what's your first job? I said, oh, I've got a couple of things lined up. I said, plus I'll come on tour with you. Then he went, all right. And that was it. That was it. Honestly, he jokes about it now because he says a lot of people, like his bass player, Russell from the Zootons. I remember he was telling this story at a book launch of mine with him. And he said that he was in the front room one day and when they'd split up and everything, Russell phoned him up and he went, all right, la, because he's from Liverpool. He said, have you got a bass player yet? He went, no, not yet. He said, oh, I'll play bass for you. But Noel's joke now is just ring me up and ask me and I'll say yeah, because I did the same thing. I just went, I'll come on tour with you. And he went, oh, okay then. And that was it.
And were you not away with him for a year? You thought it was going to be like 2 weeks or a few weeks initially.
Yeah. It ended up that in 2016, he did a load of festivals in the UK. So he's just like, I'll come to this one. Yeah, you might as well come to this one now. Come on to this one. And then 2017, the same thing happened. And then in 2018, it was the American tour, which was just unbelievable. Went everywhere in America with him. And there was the American tour buses are slightly different to European tour buses. They're smaller. And he said to me, "Shaz, I'm sorry." He said, "There's just no room on the back tour bus." He said, "Are you all right if I get you a car?" So he got me a hire car, and I drove all around America following the tour buses.
There's another expression that I love, and it's long summer, short career. And this is all about looking at things transactionally. So potentially helping somebody or doing something for somebody because there's going to be a payback for you. And I really, really feel that if our goal is to just be generally helpful and make connections for people and help them achieve what they need to achieve, that's not only a really good to be in your life, but also invariably something great comes back for you or your business. You just don't necessarily know when. And normally when it does come back, you've even forgotten that you did that thing in the first place. And those relationships then last a lifetime. So somebody who really, really does this with magic is my friend, Siobhan Johnston. Siobhan has been in sales all her life. She's got a fascinating story. She was at United and then City, and she's now account manager at Hits Radio. She knows that loyalty to her clients and going the extra mile makes those important connections last and mean much more.
A lot of my clients become, they're not just a client. I always say in a new pitch now, I am an account manager, so I want to be the silent business partner in your business, and I will own it, sell you what I believe will work for you because people are putting their faith in me. So I can't go along and go, give me all your money, and then it don't work, and then that's it. That's bad reputation on my behalf. You know, they'll go away and tell other people in business that I'm took all the money off them, but they'll never said bender with you again. So it's always integrity where you've got to. And I think it's one of something that me and you both believe in is it might not be the right time. They might not have the money, but in years to come, they might go, that girl that came to see me. And I've had that throughout my life where they've gone, you probably won't remember me. You came to see me 3 years ago. Really liked you. It wasn't the right time for me, but can I? And I think that's where you lay your foundations down and you give out what you want back again.
That's so true. I mean, I've seen that. I've been out with you with clients and stuff, and they're like, you know, they're like your family, aren't they? They become friends and stay with you through different jobs and different places that you go to. Didn't you meet Ronaldo before you came to United?
Yes, I did. I mean, I'd like to say as well, we've both improved with age. You know, I can find why me and Ronaldo. I did actually post a picture on Instagram and tagged him into it, but he didn't reply. I think he's forgotten me.
Nobody can forget you. What are you talking
about?
Well,
no, I was very, very disappointed. So when I worked at Thompson's on Market Street, I was assistant manager at Manchester Market Street, and every Thursday, him and Jemba Jemba used to come in and send money home. Every Thursday, without fail, them two would come in. It was just you build up this relationship with somebody. Didn't speak a lot of English, but he'd always have been somewhere. And I remember one week him coming in and pulling his jeans up for me to stroke his leg because he had his legs waxed. And you look back now and you think, like, you see him on the telly and you go, I've stroked his leg. You know, it's very silky smooth as well. But yeah, nice guy, dead, dead humble. And what really made me laugh when he came back to Old Trafford, he was spotted outside of a post office in Stratford.
That's right,
and that's the first thing. And I think it was like a Thursday. And I was like, he's obviously been paid and he's sending money home. So he's still doing it. It's this legacy of him sending money home. So yeah.
Oh, I remember that story. Yeah. It was so funny when he was, wasn't he? Spotted wasn't in Stratford. Sasha Lord is Manchester's nighttime czar. I spoke to Sasha at a launch event for his new book, Tales from the Dance Floor, which is fantastic. Do read it. And I wanted to know his views on creating a legacy in Manchester. Sasha is absolutely one of those people who will bend over backwards to help you out, to make a connection, do stuff for you. He's done that throughout his career because I think he also recognises that a lot of people have been there for him and have helped him too when they really didn't need to. And you can read all about that in his book. But you'll have seen what he's done for the hospitality industry, particularly through COVID. You know, he stood up for that industry at a time when they were getting a really, really bad deal and they were pretty much decimated. So I really think that people like Sasha and lots of people in Greater Manchester, when they've got a big platform, they also use that to help others. What is it about Manx that are so brilliant at pulling together when times are crisis?
The thing that sticks to the back of my mind, and I'll never forget it, was the scenes the few days after, it may have been the day after actually, the arena attack, St Anne's Square, where people were in their drove just laying flowers, and one person started singing Don't Look Back in Anger, and then that everybody's just joined in. And it didn't matter whether you're a student, unemployed, a lawyer, a doctor, teacher, you were there for one reason, and that is what us Manx are about. We always stand and support each other. Doesn't matter whether you're a United fan, a City fan, when times are tough, we look after each other.
Absolutely. And I remember standing there, and you know, we're all standing there, just tears rolling down our faces. And then the difference was, with COVID, we couldn't come together, could we? And so do you remember how we kind of, and that word again, pivot, but we pivoted, didn't we? And what did you do?
Well, I was asked by Andy Burnham to entertain people during lockdown, which, you know, I couldn't have a stage, I couldn't have a park, it was pretty tricky, but I came up with a concept called United We Stream, and we were given the keys to the Met Theatre up in Bury, and we put DJ sets on every Friday, every Saturday. It was free to watch, but if you could afford £1, £2, £3, donate. And over 10 weeks, we raised £612,000 that went to a lot of the freelancers that were left high and dry by the government.
Somebody else who uses their platform to speak for Greater Mancunians is BBC Radio Manchester breakfast presenter Anna Jameson, who wakes everybody up in Greater Manchester every morning.
I think this is the beauty of local journalism as well, and why it should be protected, is that there's so many underserved communities, particularly in Greater Manchester, who just don't get their voices heard, you know. And as a journalist, you know, you can't help everyone. That upsets me, because I want to be able to help anyone who presents a story to me. You know, we can't do everyone. And, you know, again, you know, I have my own battles with that. But, you know, if you know, if you do see an injustice and you can do something about it, and there's the resources there, I think absolutely you have to. And those people who are in positions of privilege and power need to be held to account. You know, it's why they're there. And if you don't have the journalist asking those questions, that becomes dangerous, particularly if on a local level where you don't have that interest.
One of the values that we talk about at Roland Ransfield is playing for the name on the front of the shirt, not the back. So putting other people first, or putting the piece of work that you're doing first, rather than kind of your own ego and what you want to get out of it. And I really feel that Anna does use that voice. She's a humble person and she deeply cares about helping to make the lives of people in Greater Manchester better. Early on in the We Built the City podcast, I spoke to the former CEO of Manchester City Council, Sir Howard Bernstein, who will need no introduction. And he was very open about talking to me about the values that he'd lent on when he was actually helping to build the city.
My personal values were instilled in me at a very young age by, you know, my family, you know. So for me, community was always very important. I grew up in Cheetham Hill, as you said at the start. So understanding the people around you, seeing some who were struggling and seeing at first hand the way the system was failing them, was a very powerful influence in the formative stages of my career. So therefore, the essence of public service was always something I was always going to be attracted to. Mm-hmm. You learn more and you mature more as you grow older and you get experience in jobs and doing real things. So being collaborative, I think, is important. Taking people with you. People always said, well, Howard, he's got a very strong view of that, everything. Right, we're going to do this now. Mm-hmm. But unless you take people with you, you can't do anything, really. Yeah. It's that talk about it. And ultimately, it's about delivering change. And also being open, credible, and always acting, I think, with integrity. I think people might not always agree with what I ever said, but I don't think they could ever go away from a conversation and not feel, well, the guy is sincere in what he's saying. Yeah. Could he believe it?
Yeah.
And he's a guy of integrity.
We Built This City has been celebrating the Manx who put the Greats into Greater Manchester for 4 years now. We've spoken to business and political leaders, Manx stars of hospitality, drag queens, broadcasters, activists, artists and many more. We're building up to 100 Manx and with 12 left to go, we're going to take a couple of weeks off to get some more amazing born, bred and adopted Mancunians together for you. Follow the podcast on Instagram at We Built This City Pod to see pictures of our guests in their favourite places around Manchester. This podcast was produced by Purposeful Podcasts. If you want to build a community around your business or your brand, please do get in touch with our amazing team through our website, purposefulpodcast.com. If you'd like to find out more about how Roland Dransfield can help you drive your values and create relationships that build your business success, then head over to rdpr.co.uk. Or you can find us on Instagram at Roland Dransfield or X at RDPR Tweets. Or feel free to give us a call at the office on the same number we've had for nearly 28 years on 0161 236 1122. In the meantime, don't forget to rate, review and follow We Built This City. Thank you.